You're listening to Tech with Heart, empowering business success in a digital era. Sponsored by Revelio, innovative software solutions that make your business come alive. Here is your host, international best-selling author, speaker, female tech founder, and innovative expert, Michelle Calloway.
Hello and welcome to Tech with Heart. I am your host, Michelle Calloway. Tech with Heart, it's all about empowering small business owners to embrace technologies and systems and strategies that are going to help them stay competitive and relevant, but in today's rapidly changing digital environment. So today's topic is a very important topic that everybody that embraces technology should have a grasp on, and that is cybersecurity. But with me, we have a very special guest. His name is Funzo Richard. And he is an information security executive and governance, and he has risk, and he's also a risk and compliance leader. He has a track record of building successful security programs, and he's worked for one of the leading healthcare revenue cycle management companies in the US. He's also an author, and he publishes a monthly blog called Business Risk Pulse, and you can find that on LinkedIn. So help me welcome to the Tech with Heart stage, Funzo.
Michelle, thank you so much. It's an honor to be here. I'm looking forward to this conversation. And for the audience, thank you for joining us to discuss this important topic.
Yeah, and we are talking to small business owners today. So I know you work with very large companies, but small business owners need to know about cybersecurity too. So we're going to kind of cater this conversation towards helping them. And so the first question I want to ask you is, what are some common risks that you see small business owners overlooking? Maybe like, you know, third-party risks. What are some of the common risks that you see small business owners overlooking?
So that's a great question. When you introduced me, you said I run a newsletter blog titled Business Risk Pulse. There is this misconception with small business owners that, you know what, threat actors don't come after small businesses. They go after the big boys, the big girls, those companies that have big pulse, you know, money. But that's not the case. Any business need to be concerned about, first, third-party risk. Who are your business partners? What do you do business with? Your customers, your vendors, your clients, everyone that you share data with, you collect data from, or you transact businesses can actually pose a business risk to small businesses. Let's face it, a lot of small businesses rely on third-party partners to actually do the business. Based on a recent research, on the average, US businesses actually do business with more than 700 third-party partners. And if a small business owners were not paying attention to this, it can actually negatively impact on the business. Remember, in a digital era, we rely on a lot of businesses. Let me mention a few other risks that small businesses need to pay attention to. Of course, we're going to talk about cybersecurity risk, but let's talk about operational risk. What kind of marketplace do you operate from? What are the rules of engagement? Are you paying attention to geopolitical factors? For instance, the war going on in the Middle East is actually impacting on the supply chain. Do you rely on a foreign business to provide you the raw materials you use for your business? These are some of the factors that small businesses, Michelle, need to actually look into as to do business. Let's now talk about compliance risk. In your business environment, what rules and regulations are you expected to actually abide by? If you're a healthcare organization, are you following the HIPAA rule? If you're transacting and you're dealing with money, what about financial requirements you're supposed to actually follow? The challenge is, if you do not understand the rules, the regulations of where you're doing business, it might impact on your operation. And lastly, let's talk about cybersecurity. Michelle, like I said earlier, it is sad to understand that I know small businesses want to grow. But do you realize, Michelle, that 99% of businesses in the United States are actually considered to be small businesses, according to a recent Forbes report? And nearly 50% of workforce employment in the United States is made by small businesses. So small businesses are very, very important to the US economy, to global economy anyways. Cybersecurity could actually impact negatively on a business. Therefore, being aware of cybersecurity risks is a major thing for all businesses, especially small businesses, to pay attention to. Because let's face it, 75% of businesses that experience a cyber incident shut down.
Yeah, fun. So I wanted to kind of shift, like, that's a great segue into that next bit where we wanted to talk about what are some cyber, what is like some ex examples of cyber incidents that could potentially be putting companies, small businesses at risk, and so how can they monitor them? Because there's a tremendous amount of fear around technology, period, when it comes to small businesses. The reason why we started the Tech with Heart show even is because I kept hearing from small business owners that they were just flat out overwhelmed with technology. And that involves a lot of, different fears involved in that overwhelm. One of them is that, it's just moving too fast. The second one is that they don't know like what to pay attention to. And then they don't know who to trust to listen to. So there's fear. It's like for a female, and I'm not saying this for all females, but it's like a female taking a car to a mechanic shop. We feel that we're going to be taken advantage of. And so it's just a really big struggle to find somebody that you can trust is going to actually just treat you as just an equal and give you good quality service at a fair, affordable price. This thing of cybersecurity, there's so much out there that people say, oh, you need this, you need this, you need this. And when you're not informed and you don't know it, you almost like don't do anything. And that's a risk. So let's just simplify this stuff because I know you work at a very high level. So can you simplify what is a cyber incident? Give us an example for a small business owner that might happen, and then what are ways that they can monitor these risks? And then we'll talk about maybe what we can do to avoid them or keep them from
Michelle,
happening.
thank you so much. First, our audience, if you want to trust a source, trust what Michelle is telling you. This platform will actually give you the right information you need to be aware of what you need to do to protect your business from an incident. So, what is a cyber incident? A cyber incident is any incident that occurs through technology that could impact the business. So let's talk about you receive an email that appear to be coming from a bank or a vendor. We call it a phishing email. And that email is trying to make you behave in a particular way you should not behave. And that email can actually make you to actually provide sensitive information. Just recently, Michelle, a company lost $250 million due to social engineering in Hong Kong. They actually use deepfake. Deepfake is AI generated. The person can sound like me, look like me, but it's not me. 250 million. On an average, small businesses receive 350% more phishing emails than large businesses. So this is about us. Us on this show, listening to us now, it is about how do you protect your business from social engineering, from phishing email, from somebody pretending to be your vendor or coming to be your bank. Number one, You don't want to trust every email you receive. Number two, you don't want to click on an email, especially if it looks formal. Number three, if suddenly you get an email and it's telling you, well, we have changed our ACH account number, you want to send it this way, you don't want to do it. Why? Because it might be coming from a cyber criminal who is trying to steal your money. So being aware of different ways criminals can actually compromise your business environment, it's important. Besides phishing email, there's something called business email compromise or email account compromise. It simply means somebody hijacks your account and tries to impersonate you to make somebody do something they shouldn't do. So you want to be aware of it. Let me quickly talk about deepfake, just because it's hot in the news. Deepfake is a generated content. If you don't look very carefully, you will think it's true. And it's so sophisticated now that it can sound like the person, it can look like the person, it can even have the gesture of the person, but it's not the person. So you want to suspect almost everything that you receive. You want to be sure that the content you are getting or the person you're talking to is actually a true person. And don't just use one way to verify. You want to use a different way to verify. This is very, very, very important. Let me quickly say something about data breach in ransomware. A ransomware is when a threat actor hijacks your information and tells you if you don't pay, you lose your data. And that's very expensive. Like I said earlier, 75% of organizations that actually experience ransomware shut down the business. And because we are all operating in a digital era, all our information is stored on a computer or in the cloud. It's very, very easy if we do not protect this information very well for threat actors to steal this information. So you want to protect the data you have. A single data breach can close down a business. You want to make sure that the information as a small business owner, the data your customer gives to you is actually a trust, and you want to protect the trust.
Being able to do business online is crucial for survival, especially during times of social distancing. So how do you survive and thrive in the sea of digital noise? It's a lot like phishing. You need to know who your perfect customer is so that you can use the right kind of lure to attract them. We help you catch your perfect customer and retain them for future sales through highly converting websites, influencer mobile apps, getting you featured in the news and on TV. Hi, my name is Jerry Bowden, US Army veteran and president of Revelio Software Solutions. Our goal is to help you rise above the competition, be seen as an expert authority in your industry, and embrace technology to stay competitive for long-term success. It's more affordable than you may think. So reach out to us at Revelio.com, and together we will make your business come alive.
Yes, because you, if ransomware doesn't close down your business, a lawsuit can by you not properly handling your client's information. So these are all such great things. You know, going into business, you know, I just got to give accolades to anybody that's tuning in right now that is a business owner, because, you know, good job for stepping into one of the hardest jobs that there is on earth. It is a hard job to be a business owner and to be successful. So if you have the ability to tune into like Funzo's blog, which is called, again, I'm just going to repeat that. It's called Business Risk Pulse. Business Risk Pulse. Pulse. He's providing free valuable insights to the world via LinkedIn Business Risk Pulse. You're welcome to go check there and subscribe to it so that you get those notifications, because you do need to be in the know. It is not going to be, you're not going to reach success by pretending you don't need technology, because you think that by embracing technology, you're opening this can of worms. No, you need the technology because if you don't embrace the technology, you're going to close your doors anyway. So it's kind of like you just need to be informed and you need to also have a good, solid security team. So there are people like Funzo you can reach out to. There are others within our network that are really been vetted. They're authentic, transparent, just really quality cybersecurity professionals that are here to help. But nothing is done for free. So you have to just know how to protect your business and avoid these business risks and train your teams. Oh, can we talk about how the bigger your teams are, the more important to have like these types of trainings around cybersecurity? And don't click on these emails. Can you just speak to that real quick about the need to make sure that your teams are aware of these phishing schemes and these deep fake things and to not just go click happy on emails that come in?
Michelle, cybersecurity awareness is very important. People are the most sophisticated technology and the weakest link. It takes a person to click. It takes a person to send that email. It takes a person to wire 250 million, I mean, $25 million. It takes a person to do so. So, cybersecurity awareness is very important. At my organization, every month we simulate phishing email. We send it out to test, the workforce to make sure they understand what they are clicking on. And we have a process in place to re-educate people who fall for the phishing email. The goal is not to penalize or to punish. The goal actually is to empower, because once you can identify a phishing email, a business email compromise, you will not fall for it. The bigger the team, as Michelle said, the more the importance of training. You can't just beat it. We have to continue to train. Threat actors, cyber criminals, hackers, they get smart every day. So we have to be smarter as well.
Oh, 100% agreed. And now that AI is such a powerful force and it's only going to get more and more powerful. So you can't put that genie back in the bottle, folks. You do need to understand how to protect your business. So moving to the last, topic that we wanted to cover regarding minimizing business risks in this digital era that we are in. Funzo, as a small business owner, what are some trends that will help produce more sustainable growth for businesses? You mentioned training. That's a huge one. What other trends can you see that small business owners need to start looking into or reaching out and talking about with other professionals regarding cybersecurity specifically so that they can indeed experience growth?
Michelle, thank you. That's a great question. At the beginning of this year, I published some predictions. For the last few years, I would release predictions and I would track to determine how accurate my predictions are. I understand that cybersecurity is the focus of our conversation today, but cybersecurity is a business risk. So, some of the trends businesses need to pay attention to. And number one, do you have the right investment in cybersecurity to protect your business? Period. You have to understand that if you don't protect your business, lawsuit, like Michelle said, it can actually shut down your business. Number two, just like Michelle said, you can run away from technology. You have to embrace innovation. You have to embrace technology. You have to use AI to actually leverage the marketplace. Few years ago during COVID, businesses that shied away from cloud technology were not able to survive. And small businesses, we need to be nimble, we need to be smart, we need to actually be able to adapt to the marketplace. So innovate so that you can excel. That's very, very important. Number three, embrace data. You need to leverage data. The foundation of technology, or what we call digital transformation, is data. What do you know about the marketplace? Recently, there is de-globalization and there's de-dollarization. How does that impact your business operations? You need to be aware of the trend. You need to pay attention to industry reports, stats that will actually impact on your business. And of course, you want to engage with your customers. Recently, I was watching a documentary of restaurants going out of businesses. Restaurants have been in business for several years, 25 years, but you also see new restaurants coming up. So the question is, what's wrong? What's happening? If you do not adapt, first you have to understand what your customer is, your customer base is. Your customers are evolving. You also have to evolve with your customer. You have to be ahead of the game. You have to be able to predict and preempt the next taste. And of course, you want to monitor social media. For the most part, Michelle, TikTok and other social media are driving the taste of customers. And lastly, you need a trusted partner, whether it's hardcore cybersecurity or even other areas of business risk that you're not thinking about until this conversation we're just having. You want a trusted partner. And of course, Michelle has information on a network of experts and trusted partners that you can leverage at a reasonable price, I'm very sure of. Because again, we are all involved in making sure small businesses thrive.
I really value everything that you just said, and I appreciate you coming on the show and sharing that because this is such an important topic. It's one of those that we don't really want to have to hear, but it's super important to hear. We did an episode a while back about the importance of doing business planning through using a SWOT analysis, and SWOT has a whole section about risks. You need to address the risks that could potentially cause your business to shut down because you pour your life, you pour your soul, you pour so many resources, time and money, building teams, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You're not going to want to see that just come crashing down because of one mistake, one accidental click, or something that could have been avoidable. So we are here to support you. I want to ask Funzo, like, how can anybody that's interested in just either, I don't know, reaching out to see if you're a good fit to help them with their business or to potentially come on and talk to their network about what you're sharing with us here today? How can people reach out to you, Funzo?
Michelle, thank you. The best place to reach out to me is on LinkedIn. Subscribe to my newsletter, but interact with me on LinkedIn for free, really. But there are other things that are not on LinkedIn that, as part of consulting and advisory, I can provide that support and service to your business. So let's meet on LinkedIn. And of course, you can also connect me through Michelle as well.
Yes, and you know, we will be posting this and you can see, you know, he'll be in the, you know, the contact information or go to Funzo Richard on LinkedIn. And then so Funzo, one of the things I love to ask our guests is like, what is a thought or a phrase that you would like to leave impressed upon those that are tuning in right now regarding this topic?
That's a good one, Michelle. Small businesses are the building block of the country's economy. Minimizing the risk that small businesses face is of utmost importance. We're all invested. We all should actually be invested in making sure every small business continues to thrive, not just survive.
Amen. And that is exactly why I wake up every morning and I continue to lead this nonprofit organization called Tech with Heart. Because we know 100% that all businesses need to embrace technology, but how you use that technology is so important. So we love to teach principles, strategies, concepts that will help small business owners use technology in a powerful way. Cybersecurity is using technology in a powerful way to protect your company. So we talk about all the aspects of business, business operations, business growth, sales, marketing strategies, and team building, et cetera. So if you are a small business owner and you really have been looking for a community that you can just really grow alongside with others, it doesn't matter your level of technological experience or understanding, just come and hang out with innovative yet heart-centered small business owners by going to techwithheartnetwork.com and joining our community. You can join us for free or you can upgrade for some visibility opportunities, some speaking opportunities, and opportunities to teach our small business owners. We value our partners, our teachers, our thought leaders. We, in fact, if you are a thought leader and an expert in your industry and you would like to share valuable insights that are working in today's digital economy, we would love for you to come share that with our small business audience because, as Funzo said, we should all be invested in each other's success. And that's our culture here at the Tech with Heart Foundation. So, again, go to techwithheartnetwork.com. That is our business community and join us. Check us out or ask to be on our show. And I just want to thank again, Funzo, for coming on here and sharing his wealth of experience and knowledge with us. Very, very appreciative. And I want to let you know if you're a small business owner, you can do this, but you don't have to do it alone. Here's to your success. Thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye.
Your story needs to be seen and heard, and your brand needs to be revealed. Revealio elevates purpose-driven businesses into the spotlight through video storytelling, augmented reality video marketing, and professional website design. Get discovered online or in the news. Be featured in national magazines or host your own TV, podcast, or live radio show. Together, we make your brand come alive. All it takes is Revealio. Visit Revealio.com to get started today. Minority and service-disabled veteran-owned.